I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We're turning it up. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny had a, well, let me be specific. Christina had a baby, and it's Vinny's. And they named it, her name is Edie Rose Hassan.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Adorable little name. Oh, my God, little Edie. Little Edie.
And someone pointed out on a text that Dusty Rose.
No.
Is that her middle name?
No, or Dusty Rose is what we named. I think, was it Icky said, because Dusty Rose is the color of your love.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, we're giving Vinny crap. We do code names for people. Like, now he's been with her. He's got two kids with her. They live together 70 miles from here. And so her name is, it's been okay.
How did she get to Dusty, though, from... Is
because it
normal?
Was Dusty Rose.
What?
That's the nickname that we came up with. Her code name on the air.
Oh, okay. That wasn't a nickname she had until guys met her.
No.
Oh,
we named her Dusty.
Code name.
He named her Rent Partner, I believe.
Yes. Oh.
Like, what is so this is the color of Dusty Rose there.
Oh,
yeah, Dusty Rose.
Color.
The color of your love. So then we just started calling her Dusty. Mm. But so it is funny that she put Rose into the name. I think that's adorable.
I love it.
Edie
cool.
Rose.
That is cool.
Edie is just such a cute little name.
That's perfect.
Mm.
And yeah, you got to be sensitive because, you know, 510 people get sensitive when you say that Vinny had a baby.
Yeah.
Vinny did not, all caps, have a baby until a man could push a watermelon from their... Mm. You can actually, it's probably not what you, yes.
It's not from his butt.
She deserves all A-double-L, all caps, the credit for cooking and birthing.
Yes,
of that
she
baby.
Does. Good job,
and
Christina.
Is,
job. You have another cute one.
Clearly, it does not go without saying because, you know.
Right.
We get the text, so.
Right. So we must say it.
That's correct.
Good job, Dusty.
Especially me.
So Vinny's out for the next 2 weeks. We have Johnny Mosley for most of this week, and then Marcus Osborne's going to be stepping in.
Next
We're excited
week,
to
yeah.
see Marcus. Last night, the VMAs were on. Late, too late. Mm-hmm. Too late for us morning show people.
I tried.
It's good that you tried. You know, your intention was there. We've been going through a little bit of the audio. I just wanted to get, if I could, really quickly to the final performance, which was Post Malone. Mm-hmm. Post Malone is this... actually, there's 100 stories about Post Malone today because he just... Michael Jackson is not having a good week. Yesterday, we found out that the Eagles album, Greatest Hits, which... Mm-hmm. We agreed yesterday should have a little asterisk next to it.
It should, because it's the greatest hits versus a singular album. I feel like if you're an artist, you're like, a singular album is much harder to top the charts than than your greatest hits, your
exactly.
work over 10 or 20 years.
So yesterday, he was, and I guess...
But on that note, I will say I learned something else.
What's
Hotel
that?
Hotel California is actually third.
Yes.
So you don't really have a beat. The Eagles are just that good.
They
so,
are
anyway,
that.
Carry on.
They're that good. So... Yesterday, we find out that the Eagles have eclipsed Michael Jackson. Today, we find out that Post Malone has eclipsed Michael Jackson. I'm not sure exactly what the stat was. It was something like...
The number of weeks at the Billboard as a top R&B album.
Yes, top R&B and hip-hop albums charts, because this is the 77th week in the top 10 of Billboard's top R&B for Post Malone. This is for, is this for the Beer Bongs and Bentleys or for Stoney?
Stoney, I believe.
That's the older of the two albums?
That's correct.
So
I've never even heard of this guy. This is amazing.
Well, it's funny because, you know, every week we listen to the, tomorrow we do the top 10 songs in the country at this moment, and they... For the last few years, they all sound like horrible Drake songs.
Oh.
Like, they all sound the same. So Post Malone, I
but
hear his
I like
name.
Drake.
No.
Yeah.
Stop. Do you know, please stop.
Kiki.
Oh, my God.
Are you riding?
I'm actually...
going to be when I get out of my car and do my...
What? Johnny actually knows the dance.
He does.
Malia showed it to me.
Check out our looking
glass,
everyone.
She would drop me for Drake, like.
She
just,
would?
Oh, yeah.
You are kidding me.
Only thing I think you two don't have in common. She was, she absolutely.
Oh
loves
my
it.
God.
That's legitimate.
Is it?
No.
I'm kidding.
Anyway, so this. So
at least his music. I don't know personally. She likes his looks or like anything about his style and stuff like that. But
she
does like
music?
His music. Yeah.
Oh my God. That God's plan.
She's
song?
Not the only one, Sarah.
No, I feel like she is the only
well,
one.
Well, the rest of the world is voting.
Yeah, I know.
For
I get it. Everyone
top
loves
of the
Drake.
Billboard charts
God,
here.
Have you seen him dance? He sucks. So, Post Malone, he breaks this record, and I see this picture of him, and I finally put two and two together. Like, I actually have seen pictures. He's the guy who has the words "always tired" tattooed
right.
under his
mm-hmm.
eyes. But I hear all these different guys' names, and everyone's collaborating with everyone else, so I lose track of who's who in these things. Drake, uh-huh. I know.
Okay.
But Post Malone, I see the picture and I go, oh, he's that white guy with the always tired thing.
Yeah.
I would like to say, though, that they measure things differently now. Did you know that you don't have to sell a physical album to be in on the charts anymore? There's a whole new formula.
Huh.
If you sell 10 singles, it counts as an album. Mm. And I don't know what the count is on the streams, but because people basically now for music pay a monthly fee. Mm-hmm. That's people aren't buying albums anymore.
Yeah.
You pay $9.99 to Spotify or whatever
yeah.
service you're
it's
using.
It's amazing.
And you can have any album that
but
you want.
But that counts, you're saying.
It counts.
Ah.
So, but you have to be physically streamed. So if you, you always hear about Drake broke a streaming record or Taylor Swift broke a streaming record. There's counts in that, you know, however many millions or billions of streams. And so he has not sold records. It's his streaming and his singles numbers or, single streaming, whatever it is. So I feel like it's not the same metric. Like how do you even compare them? So this Post Malone dude is crushing Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I knew there was something. There was something off about that.
Right.
I mean, in some ways, it's impossible. You have to, if you're the chart guys, you have to create a new metric.
Right.
Because no one's ever going to pass it.
Right.
It's almost like they did in baseball. Hey, no one's hitting home runs. Let's juice the baseball a little bit. We need to get the data right here.
Right.
We need to adjust the data to the game. And so, but it makes sense. But it is a little crazy because they can tweak the dial.
Right.
To sort of adjust it.
I can't tell you, you know.
Yeah,
there's no warehouse of
for.
Streaming, right.
Exactly. There's no way to check.
Right.
So that
it's
makes sense.
I find it aggravating.
I feel better about the fact that I don't have never even heard one of his songs.
Play me Rockstar.
I'm sure I've heard the songs,
yeah,
but that I don't even know.
I actually like this song.
I know I've heard them. I shouldn't say that, but I...
Which one are you playing?
Play me something I can karaoke eventually. Oh, that's Post Malone. Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. I've only heard that 1,000,000,000 times.
Is he the Better Now guy, too?
That's correct,
yeah,
yes.
That's a good song.
Yeah, he's good. Mm-hmm.
Ish. Kind of good.
That's crazy, yeah. He's,
This is a big hit right now.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Let you down.
Yeah, he's good.
Who's the guy with the laying in my grave? I know you want to see me in my grave.
Oh.
I take prescription drugs
I
to get through my
day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
not he's Travis in the top Scott, 10,
Gucci
right?
No, it's not Travis Scott. It's
hear it tomorrow.
Somebody's screaming in the car right now, I'm
I
sure of it.
Yeah, look at the top 10. You'll see who it is. So
Lucid Dreams. Juice World.
Juice World.
Ah, there it is. Didn't even
nice
it.
Job, Ray.
Thank you.
That'll ruin your day.
Ooh. Anyway, Post Malone has broken this record, but I say put an asterisk next to that.
Mm-hmm. Asterisk.
Mostly because I'm a bitch. If I liked him, I'm sure I'd be more
so you
supportive.
Wanted to get to his performance?
So the performance thing, I just want to tell you what he did. Because I actually feel like, okay, this seems legit. He starts off Post Malone and 21 Savage, the rock band 21 Savage, they do a version of Rockstar. Mm-hmm. Then he picks up a guitar and starts rocking out with Aerosmith.
Whoa.
They did Dream On and Toys in the Attic.
Dang.
I know. So is this from the performance?
This is. Here it is.
And Post Malone's on guitar on this.
Yeah,
is
he
plugged
is.
In?
Well, he's on the guitar, but there's a few guitar players, so who really knows what right. he's playing?
And yeah. they might have him turned all the way down.
Who knows? I don't know, but he is known to play acoustic at his shows.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, so cool. He can play the guitar. I don't know how well, but he can play acoustic versions of things. And
he's really young, isn't he?
He's 23.
Wow. Oh, that is pretty
damn.
Young.
Obviously super talented.
Hey, I just like that Aerosmith got up there.
Aerosmith, is the song sampled? I mean, is there a sample? Is there an Aerosmith sample?
Not that I know of.
No, there's no.
From no, there's maybe, no he's just a, okay. maybe he's just a fan and Aerosmith yeah. was there. And
yeah.
Those guys are all hella old, so it's like, let's get them out here. Let's do it as many times as they're almost done.
This might be your last shot. You guys want them this year for the VMAs? Yeah. They're ready. Cool. Okay, put them up there and Post Malone.
Aerosmith's going to go sit by your grandma and you're not going to know who's who. Oh.
So this girl, we do have a report because now we need to know how to, not a report, but now we need to know what, you know, how to get yourself out of a gator, at gator's grip.
Yes,
this
yes.
This is a girl
we do know.
Got
Breaking
grabbed
news.
By a gator in Florida and she poked it in its eye and it let her go.
Oh,
so, there you
oh
go.
We did hear that before.
Update.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go poke it in the eye. The punch in the shark thing seems like I can't get enough force in the water.
In the water, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like I can grab it. Like if a dog ever was going to bite me, I'd go for his eyes. You know, it's the only thing you can do. Blind him. At least if you get away, you have a chance.
Right.
You know, they have a good nose, but.
Hey, so by the way, the VMAs, all the highlights are at RadioAlice.com.
Oh, thank you, Yuzi. Oh.
Great.
Mm-hmm. So just to quickly recap this, it looks like Elon Musk and Grimes.
Mm-hmm.
Elon, honey, just sell that to the company. Stop it. They stopped following each other on Instagram and Twitter. This was a difficult week for Elon. Tesla stock tumbled about 20%. Looks like they unfollowed each other as of Sunday afternoon, she still follows him on Twitter, but he stopped following her. I don't know if they're... I mean, to me, that means it's the end, right? They're done.
Yeah. Why else would you do that?
I can't think of one reason.
Maybe that's the way to announce it.
It's not a bad way.
And what do you, yeah, it sure. works out. And then
there
you don't have to say... Post it. Just
you know who Jon Stewart is from The Daily Show and
absolutely
MTV. I miss him. So I think Trevor's fine on The Daily Show, but I just thought Jon was the cat.
Why
meow.
Did he do that to us? For what? What's he doing?
Well, he started
too much of
an
a grind,
animal
or?
Rescue. Well, he remember he directed that movie. He wants to do other things,
okay.
I'm sure. But you know what? His main thing is this animal rescue
yeah,
farm
I
that
love
he
that.
Has.
Oh, cool.
Him and his wife, I guess, years ago, set up a. They bought a farm,
mm-hmm.
and they rescue animals and rehab them, and it's just, you know, it's
like dogs and stuff, or
and
like,
horses and
oh,
cows
okay.
and
wow.
apparently goats. Uh-huh. On the train tracks in Brooklyn, on yesterday, middle of the day, two goats were hanging out there.
Yeah.
Yo, did you hear this story?
Yeah, but I only heard that part. Where's houses connected to?
Guess
goats.
Who came and got the goats and took them to his farm? Jon Stewart.
You're kidding me.
It was a total footnote in the story. I'm just reading the story like, oh, you know, I hope nothing bad happened to the goats.
Yeah.
And then they're like, Jon Stewart came with his trailer and loaded them up and, you know, helped round up the goats.
Aww.
I'm like, you don't lead with, that's not in the title of the story.
Right. How is that not the title
Jon
of the
Stewart
story?
Jon Stewart saves the day.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Superman.
I'm rereading all my stories to the end right now.
I know.
That's really cool.
I would have missed it if I hadn't just boredly. I mean, I guess I'm boredly. Is that a word? I'm so bored. I'm reading. You know how you do in the morning.
Yep.
You just get stuck. Like sometimes you're halfway through a story. You're like, why am I still reading this? Like this. There's nothing for me in this story.
Not going to be able to use it this morning.
Right. I know. It's not even mildly interesting. Anyway, this was the middle of the day yesterday. The MTA called the NYPD and animal control about the goats.
Mm-hmm.
They tweeted pictures of them. They're hilarious. Two very bad boys. The N trains were running as they were trying to corral these guys. And
all I could think is they're heading to their goat yoga class.
It said, yeah, hilarious. They got lost on their way to yoga.
Yeah.
And here's a picture of Jon Stewart with his, and it's, I think it says farm sanctuary. This is not a very clear picture, but this is his farm, I guess. And he is, there he is, closing up the gate after they get the... And it's not even in the story. Like, it's just in the caption of the picture. John Stewart to the rescue.
He's just the coolest dude. I mean, how did he find out about it? I wonder how they made the connection. Was it already in the news? On the news? It must have been on the news at that point.
Maybe it was on the news. Maybe he contacted like the SPCA and said, I'll come help and I'll take the goats.
See, did they disrupt train service for that? Because I bet some people were not happy.
Just
mow that goat down.
They did.
I'm late.
No, you can't.
Can't do that. I know.
I mean, you might think that in your head, but you can't say it out loud, Johnny. Jeez. But anyway, I think the funniest part about that whole story is that Jon Stewart's not the star of it.
That is funny.
How is that possible?
That's good.
So Keanu Reeves, thank you. Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder starred in a movie together, which has given us some real just gold nuggets for this show. It's called That is the best awful English accent of all time. Like, listen, this is a Francis Ford Coppola movie. How far into the production of this movie did he just give up? Like, well. Yeah.
Oh, that's from the movie? I thought it was Ted's clip.
I was like,
don't they go back and affect some, don't they affect themselves in some
I don't know.
English
I don't
accent
remember
at some
that,
point
maybe.
In the movie? I can't remember. Okay.
Like, is that a send up on this?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, it doesn't really get much more legit than Francis Ford Coppola. And this is, this is the classic tale, Bram Stoker's Dracula. I mean, I guess, and Gary Oldman's in it, right? Gary Oldman is Dracula, isn't he?
I never saw the movie.
Or is he Van, whoever the guy is that helps him. Anyway, they get married in the movie, Winona Ryder and Keanu Reeves do.
Mm-hmm.
And Francis Ford Coppola did a legit ceremony in a Greek Orthodox church with a real priest because he wanted authenticity. He was fine with that accent, but he had to do a legit service. And they're actually saying that it may have been a legit service.
No.
That's what they're saying.
Huh.
Whether or not it's true, it gave us the opportunity to play those horrible quotes from Keanu Reeves.
Do they go back? Are they like, were they, hanging out? Are they together?
Oh, no.
No, but did they, were they, are they the same age? Are they the same, like, era of movie making? Like, did they run?
Definitely.
Did they run together? They did, right?
She's about 46. He's about 55 now.
Oh, boy. Yeah. He's significantly older. Yeah, I don't know if they were ever a thing.
Yeah, like, they cross up at all?
I'm not seeing
that. Probably on set, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, is there any...
Boy, they're in Romania.
Sure,
I don't know where
sure.
they stopped this.
Yeah.
Ben Helsing.
There's an official relationship word on the two.
Yeah.
Okay.
But listen, we have to assume if the trailer's rocking, don't come knocking.
Yeah.
Play with the decrepit earth.
Oh, man.
God, I love it. He's chasing me through the woods, just through some blue inferno. Keanu, you're the best.
Stretching his... how does that happen? Because he
must have had a coach, right?
Get and casted he just, for that, though.
I know. Well, he was a hot actor at the time, right? Him and Winona. And I'm sure they wanted to cast, people. The kids would come and see.
That.
And then Francis Ford Coppola's like, okay, hold on. Your accent's no good. Let's send you back to the coach for a little while. We'll come back tomorrow. I want you to work on this. And then probably, I don't know, after 2 weeks, he's just like, F it. Just do whatever you're... Just go ahead. The castle. From the bowels of the castle. Why do they, Keanu? Anyway, supposedly they're really married, but who cares? I just wanted to hear
that. Well, this is coming up because they have that movie coming out.
Oh,
right?
Do they have a movie together?
Destination Wedding coming out late August of this year.
I didn't notice that part of the story. I was just like, oh, yay, we get to listen to the Keanu Reeves quotes.
Let's see. Destination Wedding, Lindsay and Frank, Winona and
Keanu,
are strangers invited to a mutual friend's wedding in Paso Robles, California. Well, there, the two blow off their grievances about each other and their friends.
So they probably wind up together, huh?
Probably.
Well, that'll be good. We'll see if there's any chemistry there.
Uh-huh.
I don't recall there being any in Dracula, but it was a vampire movie, so I don't know. Mina. When you say something has jumped the shark, we generally mean it was great until that point, and now it's over.
Right. Henry. Like when Hooman and I go to Burning Man. Let's jump the shark.
Oh, Hooman's going to go?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's what we talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Hooman was only half. I can't picture Hooman at Burning. He just can't even finish a mojito.
Like, but if it was, you know, important to the social circle he's in.
Right.
And
then, he did
then
say
you know
a lot of them
that
go.
That will be the
and
jump the shark moment.
He gets
moment.
Like a private flight.
Something yeah. like that.
On
when
a San Carlos airport.
When he gets
to
flown in to promote Burning Man uh-huh. via social because they're struggling.
Yeah.
Then you know it's jumped the shark. That's right.
Yeah. So Henry Winkler is the guy who jumped the shark.
Right.
He was Fonzie and he got on a motorcycle and they set up a stunt. I think he even had shorts on.
He actually jumped a shark when they were in Hawaii.
Hold on, I'm getting to that
part
of the story.
Okay.
So in the show Happy Days, he, you know, the stunt was the Fonz is going to jump a shark. He says,
in a car.
On a motorcycle.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah,
so out there. He's doing a new interview. This is part, he's got an HBO show called Barry.
Okay.
And so he's promoting that. And someone said about the jump the shark. And he says, I'm proud of it. Yeah. He says, newspapers would mention jumping the shark. And they'd show a picture of me in my leather jacket, swim shorts, water skiing. At that time, I had great legs. So I thought, I don't care. And the show was still number one for the next 4 or 5 years. 20 years later, did you watch Arrested Development?
It's a solid Henry Winkler.
Thank you.
Accent. You. Yes. Yeah. Did I watch it? I not enough to talk about it.
So he was on in some of the later seasons. He played a character named Barry Zuckerkorn.
Uh-huh.
I want to say he was the lawyer for the family, and he was hilarious. Like that show. Oh, so good. So 20 years later, he's on Arrested Development, and there he encounters a dead shark laying on a pier, and he jumps over it. So he's on the show because they're hilarious
right.
on that. And Ron Howard, who was not Opie, what's his
Richie
name?
Cunningham.
Richie Cunningham on Happy Days. You know, I don't know if he's the director, but he definitely does the narration for Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm.
Henry says, I'm the only actor, maybe in the world, that has jumped the shark twice. And he's actually physically jumped
That's
the shark.
That's very cute.
So his new show is called Barry. And it's on HBO.
Hmm.
Here's that Eagles thing
again.
Getting
some video from.
Oh, are we going to watch?
Because
I've him on the
this
pier.
This is amazing. I've never. Wait, this is the original.
This is the original. That's because that's Ralph Malph right there.
Yeah.
Oh, and Potsy.
Uh huh.
I don't recognize any of the other kids. Oh, there's a shark. Here we.
He's on water.
Oh, he's on water skis.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a water ski thing. I did not realize.
This is amazing.
That.
I never saw this.
Yeah.
Go! Oh my God, Fonzie is water skiing with his leather jacket on.
Yeah.
This is so awesome.
You guys ever saw that?
I was wondering how this all went down.
Oh, Fonzie, great legs.
So he's on double water skis, and he hits an actual water ski jump, like a wood water ski jump.
And it's in slow-mo now.
And it's in slow-mo, one of those awesome stunts and launches.
And he lands it. Oh, Mr. Cunningham is thrilled. Oh, and there's Richie Cunningham in the boat giving him the okay symbol.
I'll post this video to Sarah and Vinny's Facebook.
He needs to drop a ski.
The music
so much cooler.
Is very dramatic.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Look at Richie, so happy. His friend lived through the jumping of the shark. I mean, that is. Can you please post that up?
I will,
at Radio Alice. Or where are you going to put it? The Sarah
Facebook.
All right, great. That's. Please see if you can find the one from Arrested Development too, where he jumps over the shark on the pier. That's funny.
Very educational.
Oh, Johnny, see what we do here.
It's incredible. I've learned more about myself and the world since I've been here for.
For
24
days.
Hours. Almost 48 now.
All right, what's coming up?
Oh, I have it.
Oh my God! Here we go. This is on Arrested Development. There they go. Oh, he jumps over. All right. And he runs off. He's got to go. I did not realize that he was on water skis.
Yeah, that's why I was like, you thought he was on a motorcycle?
On a motorcycle in the parking lot at Al's.
And where did you think the shark was?
In a tank?
That's a good point, Yuzi.
Yeah,
I
really
was like,
good. Really,
the shark was just hanging out in the parking lot.
And then when you did the story, I'm like, okay, I don't know what you're talking about. Now.
Yeah.
That's not the way it happened, okay.
Well, thank God we found the video. See, it is a learning show. I learned too.
It is.
Do you got a tease for me?
Absolutely. You want to know if you're a foodie? You know, top signs you're a foodie?
I want to know.
And then I'll tie that into the average price of a date.
Oh, it's getting up there.
Those kind of go together. Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Did you say her husband threw her off?
It sounded like alcohol and an argument dispute with her partner. It was reported to be involved.
Some lady fell off a cruise ship. All right, yeah, well, Yuzi's looking for an update. Right. Hey, speaking of an update, Yuzette, I've noticed we have a few new interns who have started here at the station for the fall. Do we still need, shall I give the call out?
We still need another one.
All right, we need more fall interns.
One, possibly two more.
Okay. Send a cover letter and a resume to uzette@radioalice.com. That's UZETTE at radioalice.com. You got to spell her name right, or so I'm going to get here. It's a hard one. It's a hard one to spell. But if you want to come here and work, it's we actually pay our interns. It's, you know, you're not going to get rich off of it, but it's a super fun job, and you're busy all morning, and the hours suck.
Prepare to get roasted. I've heard they're pretty tough on you.
Yeah, we've tortured
verbally abusive.
Stop it.
Oh, my gosh.
There's none of that.
We did send the intern back to the breakfast place because they forgot Bryn's sandwich.
Oh, it was fine. You didn't have to do that.
Too late.
Just get a notepad out. Make notes.
I had no idea that was
Yeah, that's what they'll
on.
Say. Don't worry about it. Too late. And then you're like, your pass doesn't work. That's how they work. Oh, good. You were awesome. Congratulations. Oh, man. Best first day intern we've ever seen. Then your pass doesn't work.
And then that was
then
your
you
last
can never,
day.
You can never access the building
what's
again.
What's that girl's name who ran?
Britt.
Britta.
Britta. Oh, Britta. That's it.
Her sister's listening. So.
Oh, hey, Britta's sister. So, yes, yeah, so we have a few that started this week, and we need a couple more. It is actually really fun. We have a great time in here, and you get all the little perks of working at a radio station, and the only thing that really sucks is the hours. And you have to get college credit, so don't just randomly be like, that sounds fun. I'm going to go do that. You have to be enrolled in college
oh, is
and
that
get
right?
college credit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
So send a resume and a cover letter to uzette@radioalice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh.
That's you, buddy.
That's you.
I hit my number. I thought you were looking at me like, I seriously thought you were looking at me like, wow, you really killed that little intern tease. I'm like, what? Did I do something good?
You've
and
been
then,
doing good
boom,
things all morning,
she's
Johnny.
She's coming to me.
Johnny Mosley is sitting in for Vinny, whose baby is named Edie Rose. Rose. Edie
Rose. Passing.
Vinny's supposed to call us, but I'm just going to assume he's sleeping because...
No, he said, I'm up. Let me see where I'm at here, and I'll get back to you in a minute.
All right, so he could interrupt us at any moment, so Johnny, take it away.
Top signs that you're a foodie. 74% of us think we have a sophisticated palate.
You know, I do... think that I like food. I doubt that I have a sophisticated your wife has a sophisticated palate.
That is true.
Like crazy palate. And I only know this because she's just like you can see it on her face when she eats something. She's like she just gets like amazed and overwhelmed by it. But you know what? I actually think that a lot of people have foodie confused with piggy. Like I am a piggy. Like put food in front of me. It can be absolutely horrible food, but I'm like, well, there it is. Might as well shove that in my face.
Yeah.
Are you a foodie?
Well, the thing is, I'm definitely not by nature. Oh. I mean, I'm like, I eat for fuel. But I have become, you know,
she's
more
trained
of,
you up.
Yes, because like, you know, I've never knew like oh, the fact that the idea that you didn't like that never was in my vocabulary. I was like, oh, that's great. Everything was good.
Oh, but you didn't discern.
Right, I didn't discern. But
like
now
you could go for French fries or, you know.
Whatever. I mean, when I'm hungry, it's over. Put it in front of me. Most everything's good. But I have, you know, tried to understand that there's nuance in food. And my son is, my oldest son, you know, is a kind of a little food snob. I mean, even last night, like someone gave me this packet of called Omnivore Salt.
Uh-huh.
And it's some kind of special salt. And I was like, it was on the counter and Jack tasted, you know, Malia was like, hey, taste it. And he tasted it and he was like, yeah, okay. I was like, how can you tell it's salt?
Yeah.
Like you put it on your
salt.
Tongue? Like I to put it on a carrot and I was like, yeah, it tastes like salt. I don't know. I mean, but they could tell. They could tell the difference between like different salts. Oh. So I think there's something to
this,
I think
it,
I
yeah,
think
Hooman, you, Hooman just wants to pay more
we
for
have
his
Himalayan
salt.
Fine pink salt.
Right,
here.
Right. And I can tell the difference
wild
between
Himalayan pink salt.
Sure,
you can.
Sure,
if
sure.
I put a blindfold
well,
on
between
you,
between that and like
table salt,
between
and
that
Tuscan.
And table salt.
Yeah,
yes.
we
Tuscan
have a,
sea salt.
But once you start getting into slicing the you know the different the pink Himalayans and the omnivore salt and the. You know, that's when you start to know you're like a real
right.
foodie, you know. And
you can
so,
discern the difference between those.
Yeah, but here's the kind
okay,
of...
Okay, let's hear the cut and dry.
Yeah, this
things.
Is... because, I mean, obviously everyone thinks they are because it's kind of cool to be.
It, right, it's but, not, but it's not just liking to eat.
Right, that's, which, yes.
We've all got that.
That's right, that's right. Here are the top 9 signs you're
okay,
a foodie.
Right.
They didn't round it off at 10. They just didn't have... I respect them for that. You know, good discipline. Good
right.
discipline.
If you leave it to a foodie to only have 9.
Well, 10 one was
is
super boring.
Trying lots. What did you say?
10 was super boring.
10, yeah. 10 was super boring. They cut it. Good. Trying lots of new foods.
Yeah, I don't love trying new stuff.
Bryn does.
Bryn'll try anything
for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if it smells good and looks good, I'll try it, but I really won't take a chance on something that looks like urchin guts or something.
I won't eat anything that's
urchin?
Moving, anything alive. I don't like that. That's kind of weird.
That's your line?
That's my line.
Pretty far line.
But people eat like octopuses while they're alive
right.
and stuff like
and
that.
And have
so.
Choked to death on them too. I'd be like, I don't want to die.
Do you want
today.
To see the video of the guy eating the octopus while it's still alive trying to crawl out of its
no,
mouth, Johnny?
No, I don't want to see that.
Johnny,
oh, Johnny. No, we're in the middle of the list here.
So,
Hooman.
sure. back off. Stay in your lane once again. Once you show.
Yeah, Hooman, stay in your lane.
Amen. All right, so we got Bryn. Like, we'll see. Because and you know, it's funny because my older son likes trying new foods, but he's a little bit hesitant. So it's like maybe he's kind of halfway in that category. Mm. Being interested in where food comes from.
Oh,
is that like you know the
like,
story behind the food? Like, where is my meat being?
Is it like Portlandia, where like tell me about this chicken? Where was this chicken raised? Did this chicken have a name?
Right, right. Are you?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I think Hooman falls into that. He wants to know that something's organic. He wants to know if it's local.
Sure.
Am I allowed to chime in on this?
You
one?
Are, of course. Okay. You're the foodie on the show.
My lane.
I don't really want to know how it's killed. Though.
No. God.
Okay.
No.
Hooman, are you in? Or
the place that we got your breakfast. The place that we got your food this morning is all local, organic, sourced, farm to table.
Give it a shame. Ding, ding, shame.
Homegrown.
Homegrown.
Yeah, it was
delicious.
That was an excellent.
I was glad you got him that today because I feel like that's motivation for him to come back the rest of the week.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
He can have another one of those
just
sandwiches.
Just feed me. Very, very easy.
Sarah says the same thing.
Feed me, Seymour.
Yeah. Oh, definitely second thing behind what I love about my wife is she makes amazing food.
Mm. Oh, she
that's
does?
Huge, yeah.
What else?
Being able to cook a quality meal.
Oh. I mean, I guess I can.
You can do that?
Yeah. No,
she
can. Oh, yeah.
I can't. I never do. I actually don't enjoy
but
cooking.
But how? Yeah, yeah.
I don't enjoy it. But, man, I make a mean egg.
Okay.
I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
But I do know how to cook. I can follow a recipe.
Sure.
Yeah, I love following recipes.
Yeah.
All right. Bryn?
Yeah, I can cook. I feel like
he's,
I can cook.
He's actually really, he cooks all the time.
Decent.
And you're a cook, too. Is
no.
That,
oh, I mean, I've become one. I'm getting better at making some meals and
are
stuff.
You like Malia's sous chef?
Yes.
So she'll give you like, here, please chop these. Or,
yeah.
And then she comes over and goes, you're chopping them wrong.
Cleaning,
you can grill.
I'm usually cleaning up behind him. Oh. Cleaning up and making, you know, to keep the post-meal dishes down.
That's nice.
Clean
and
as you go.
I run the grill a little bit. I don't run it as well as her, but I can run it.
Well, any help is great.
Yeah, exactly. Knowing what foods are in season.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, isn't it just the ones that are at the supermarket? Aren't those the ones that are in season?
Knowing how to pair meats and cheeses with wine and beer.
Oh, my God. F off. Right. Jesus.
Oh, I wish
Find
I knew
foodies.
How to do that. I've been thinking about that.
Yeah, it's starting to get ugly here.
We're starting to get eliminated. Now we're turning on this list.
Always having a cool restaurant you want to try. Like, you know.
I do like to try a new place, but I just hate parking places and, you know.
But do you talk about it? Are you like, oh, John, we have to try this new place and, you know.
Yeah, they did that for that Asian restaurant that you guys all have to sit on the sidewalk for before they let everyone in.
Oh, Burmatown.
Burmatown.
Yeah.
All right. That's
yeah,
all,
we
that's
do. All right. And we like to try them as a family because we like to have little family adventures. I think that that's,
I just don't want to stand in line with these new places.
Mm. I know.
Yeah, that is a pain.
Are, do you, are you guys like that? You always trying a new place, Johnny? Have you eaten
every place in the city? I like to try new places, but it's usually, Malia will usually have some line on something that she's thinking about.
Oh.
Yeah, like that.
Do you
like
go
to try.
Out often?
It's less and less. Less and less. Yeah, not much.
Right.
Not a lot.
Just easier to cook at home, and it's so much less money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Being able to pronounce tough food names.
Oh, like what?
It doesn't have any examples, but
I'm
guessing foie gras is at the top of that list.
Foie gras.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Exactly. What are some? I should have done that. See, that's where my amateurism comes in. I could. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Trying to think of all the.
Mm-hmm. Bryn.
I can't think of anything.
Block, block, block.
But that's all Vietnamese. Yeah. That's other languages, though.
Yeah, no, right. They're all other languages. That's what they, you
that's
know.
That's true.
Right.
Sarah, what's the name of that, I don't want to say utensil, that pot that you bought?
Oh, the sous vide.
Yes,
ooh,
sous vide.
There you go.
Like, I was trying to think of that name the other day, and for the life of me, I couldn't pull it out.
Yeah. It's like a, it's spelled like a sushi,
S-O-U-S-V-I-D-E. Yeah.
That always sucks, though, when you're out, like, on a date or something, and you're looking at that menu, and you're like,
I'll
I gotta order that right now.
I know. And you think in your head, you're like, okay, I got it. I got it. And then the waiter comes, you go like, you know, I'll take the spaghetti bolognese.
Do you like, just go for it, or do you?
I do.
Something
I try
tells
to,
me you just go
I
for it.
I just go for it. Yeah. Well, because then, you know, we have something to laugh about after the waiter leaves.
Oh, did you hear that? I screwed it up. But what if you got other people at the table, too, though? What if you're not like it? You know?
I don't know. I feel like I've got my friends narrowed down to people that I can order badly in front of, that, you know. That they would have a good laugh at my expense.
I have a few names of foods that are hard to pronounce here.
Oh, should you just show us and see if Johnny can?
Just, yeah.
Johnny,
yeah,
sure. Take a look.
I mean, yeah. One of them's quinoa. I mean, that's super popular, but.
Quinoa. Yeah. Definitely took me. Without Malia, I would not have gotten that one for a while.
Yeah, no, I would have been.
What about the first one here?
I can't even read
it. Oh, yeah, me. Yeah. It's tzatziki.
Oh, tzatziki.
Is that how you say it?
It's
that will get you on a date.
It's that sauce, right? For the tzatziki sauce?
Tzatziki. Yeah, it's like a yogurt-based sauce.
Exactly, it's a yogurt.
Yeah. Stuff's amazing.
Says it is. And then sriracha.
Is it gyro or gyro?
Gyro.
No, gyro.
What about
gnocchi?
G-Y-R-O?
Gyro. I've always heard gyro.
Oh, really?
Gyro? I thought it was gyro.
I think it's gyro.
No, it's the Arby's commercial. Hero.
Arby's. They say hero?
Oh, no. It says, they say, I need a gyro. Insert. Gyro. Oh, yeah, it is gyro.
Is it hard G?
I think it's, I thought, well, that's a soft G.
I thought it's gyro.
I thought it was J-Y-E.
See?
I don't know. Clearly we don't know. Can someone Greek call us?
And then we got,
no, no.
What do you got there, Bryn?
What about
bruschetta?
Gnocchi.
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 And then bruschetta or bruschetta? Bruschetta.
I don't. Bruschetta. I say.
Anybody?
I say hard. Bruschetta. Yeah.
Well, I see.
I don't, but I don't say that.
Check. Sarah's got the category right there.
There are people in their cars just shaking their heads. Going, oh, God.
All right. Let's get through this. Eating healthy.
Oh, well, if you're a foodie, you eat healthy?
Yeah, that's
on the
list.
I don't know, man. Sauce me up.
Yeah.
We have something, you know, deep fried.
Yeah, exactly. Traveling to a country to try the food.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. 100%, yes.
Where have you gone specifically to try the food? How was the food in Israel?
Israel was very good, probably in the top five. Amalfi Coast, hands down, number one.
Yeah, I would go to Italy for the food.
Yeah.
South Korea, Seoul, phenomenal.
Yeah, but you said you didn't even know what anything was.
It's all right.
That would scare me. I do think that Asian cultures have way more daring than they'll eat crazy ass stuff.
You know what?
Korean's pretty tame though. I mean,
is it
kimchi and pickled?
I do. I like
cucumber
kimchi
and stuff like that. It's super simple. And then barbecue is very popular amongst the Korean community.
Oh, yeah.
So Vietnam holds the title for the.
I was there when I was there for 3 weeks. They have that tube that comes down on top of the barbecue in the restaurant. And it sucks the smoke out, so you don't walk out of there stinking like a barbecue. It's cool.
Did you love the food in Korea?
I did, because I could eat Korean barbecue every night. Yeah. You know, that thing, that was awesome.
You walk away smelling like barbecue.
But, though. You really stink, especially if you go to some of the places, you know, around here that don't have that.
I don't enjoy cooking my own food when I'm there, though, because I'm like, I came here to eat.
Yeah, I don't like cooking it either.
That's where you use that little brazier thing?
Yeah, I'm doing all the work here. Why don't you just give me the food so I can eat it? But Anita enjoys that, so we do it.
She likes to cook it, make each bite.
There's a couple tables where they'll cook it in the back for you. I sit at those.
Well, he's a true foodie.
I will say this. Spain is an amazing place to visit, but the food there isn't phenomenal. I love Spain.
Are you crazy? I thought that they were like totally known for like the paella.
It's just so meat heavy. It's like over the top meat.
I'm down with some meat. Give me some.
I know.
Oh, are you? Solid, yeah. Okay. All right, and tying that into since we talked about dating, this is where this always comes up. Most expensive place for a date?
New York City.
And how much do you think is the average?
For two people, night out, drinks, cabs, movie or whatever you're doing, and dinner, I'm going to say $212.
You're pretty close. $297.
Jesus! Ah! $300 for a date?
That's right. That's right.
Is that supposed to be a first date or a...
Like, I mean,
yeah,
exactly.
You gotta go all out on the first date.
Exactly.
I mean, that sounds like a long-ass first date.
Because aren't we just gonna go get a slice on our second date?
Exactly.
Like, let's be cool here. Let's not break the bank on every
date. I see you meet
day.
For coffee so you can filter them out. You know what I mean? Just in case. It's I like you. I just go to
Well,
go
what
to
you don't know
then.
Is $150 for a cup of coffee in New York.
You don't want to be stuck in a movie for 2 hours with somebody you haven't met yet, right? Or you're not sure
Well, you
about
do want to chat with someone, but I like the movie. It's like parallel play when you're a little kid. It's just like, oh, well, at least I'm watching a movie. This person sucks, but... Yeah. Watching a movie.
At least you're not looking straight at them.
Right.
Right, yeah. Conversations are much better.
Smelling their breath.
Much better that way anyway. They say that's how you should talk to your teenagers
in
and
a car.
Kids. Right. Not facing straight at each other. Yeah. No
Listen
eye contact.
To what they say. Right.
Yeah.
Because they feel like you're staring them down, an authority figure. We're out of time, Johnny.
Oh.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I have a little bit of an update on that Asia Argento story, the hashtag
Let's
Me Too
call her Asia.
Okay, we'll call her Asia. So I'll update that. It's a heavy story. And then we're going to get into something super fun. Led Zeppelin fans, listen up. Let's get Michael Martin in here. And more after.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.